Now, we have here praise for those who die in the Lord in verse 13. Now, here again is a verse that is taken to a funeral today. And certainly the minute that you take it to a funeral, why, it has no application whatsoever. This is going to refer to the period we're talking about, the Great Tribulation period. Now, regardless, whatever view that you take, and you believe this is the Great Tribulation period, then this can only refer to that period. Now, will you listen? And I heard a voice from heaven saying, write, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, said the Spirit, and that they may rest from their labors or sorrows, for their works follow with them. Now, this is not a statement for saints in the present age. Apparently, many of God's saints, these tribulation saints, both of the 144,000 and also of the uncounted number of Gentiles, they'll be saved. They're going to lay down their life for Christ. They'll be martyrs. And now he has this word of praise for them. Blessed are those that die in the Lord. Because now they're going to rest from their sorrows finally. But their works are going to follow them, and he's going to reward them for this in a very particular way. May I say that, first of all, I feel that it's unnatural to want to die. Most of us want to live. Paul could say this in Philippians 1:23, I'm in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart, to be with Christ, which is far better. Now, it's far better to die and go and be with Christ. Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you. Personally, I'd like to stay down here quite a few more years and teach the Word of God. I'm in no hurry to get to heaven. I'm going there someday, but I'm in no hurry to go there. Now, this old story I've told you before illustrates my viewpoint. The black boy in my Southland years ago went to church some Sunday night. Preacher asked that, said, how many of you want to go to heaven? And everybody put up their hand but this boy. And he looked down at him and he said, son, don't you want to go to heaven? And the boy said, yes, but said, I thought you were getting up a load for tonight. Well, friends, I just don't want to be on that load either for tonight. I want to live down here because I'm going there ultimately, and I'd like to live and serve just as long as possible. I think it's unnatural to want to die, but in the Great Tribulation, friends, I think that's another story. All you're doing is just waiting in patience and in sorrow. Now, if you're martyred, it'll be a wonderful thing. Blessed are those that die in the Lord, and they're going to be rewarded, and he's going to reward them. Now, may I say this, that I don't think this is a good verse for a funeral today, especially some man that's been living in the clover all of his life, some wealthy man, and I heard it used in Texas at a rich man's funeral. Why, the man had been brought up in a home of wealth. He had never known what it was to lift his little finger to ever work, and he just sort of toyed around with a ranch and lost money on it because he had so much he had to get rid of it some way, and that's the way he got rid of it. And yet the preacher applied this that applies to tribulation saints, and to me it's a terrible abuse of the Word of God that's going to be precious to these people in the Great Tribulation today, but not for the saints living in affluence in a society today that's geared to comfort. Everything is geared to comfort today.